Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Results Q1 FY17 conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujari of Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, friends, and thank you for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries for the Q1 FY17 earnings call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, who's the Managing Director, and Mr. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO. Without taking too much time, I now hand over the phone to Shri Taparia ji. Taparia ji, over to you, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujari. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial result for the first quarter ended 31st June 2016. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 97,045 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,172.15 crore during the first quarter of the period under review, against sale of 94,044 tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,204.05 crore in the corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2015, achieving volume growth of around 3% and product value degrowth of 3%. The consolidated financial performance highlight for the first quarter ended 30th June are as follows. Supreme's total income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,189.94 crore and rupees 214.79 crore. The profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 168.63 crore and rupees 115.23 crore. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the first quarter ended 30th June 2016 as compared to corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2015 has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 6% in volume and degrew by 2% in value term. Packaging product segment business degrew by 11% in volume and degrew by 5% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 2% in volume and degrew by 3% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 3% in volume and degrew by 2% in value term. The share of overall sales in the value-added product has been 34.98% of the total sale in the quarter ended 30th June 2016, as against 34.74% in the corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2015. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 306 crore as on 30th June 2016, as against rupees 410.76 crore as on 31st March 2016. Average net borrowing level during the first quarter of current year remained at rupees 356 crore against rupees 401 crore during the previous year ended 31st March 2016 of 9 months. Average cost of borrowing as at 31st June 2016 is 8.9% per annum, which is 8.78% as on 31st March 2016. Composite LPG cylinder. Company executed initial educational order of 4,500 pieces from HPCL and awaiting its launch in domestic market, which may happen shortly. Company is also getting numerous inquiries from overseas market. It expects that from October 2016 onwards, existing capacity shall be put to use at a profitable level. Outlook. The polymer price remains at affordable level. The effect of better monsoon this year throughout the country, along with the pay commission increased pay recommendations going through, will bring higher growth in business. The volume growth of polymer consumption in the country in April-June quarter was around 11%. The spending on infrastructure by various state governments to augment drinking water supply and installing sewerage and drainage system augurs well for the company's business. During the current year, company envisaged volume growth between 12% to 15% over the corresponding period of previous year. Company has planned a capex of around Rs. 250 crores during the current financial year, and the same is going smoothly. Company is confident to reduce its average monthly borrowing by Rs. 100 crores even after meeting its capex and increased working capital requirement. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and the reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Chirag Setalwar of HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Somani, if you could give the Silpaulin volume and value and the CPVC volume and value.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, for the first quarter of current year, the CPVC volume is 2,959 metric ton and value is 84 crore. For Silpaulin volume is 5,233 metric ton and the value is 134 crore.
Great, sir. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avi Mehta of IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, in the last quarter, you had indicated a guidance of 1 to 2% realization growth. Would you still maintain it? You had indicated that FY17 could see a 1 to 2% realization growth along with the 12 to 15% volume growth. Would you still maintain that guidance, or do you think realization growth might not be reaching that level, sir?
Volume growth will be between 12 to 15% and we believe the value growth will be also similar level.
Okay. So then on the second one, the volume growth, your first quarter volume growth is around 6% for across the segments. Then, you know, what is it that gives you confidence that, you know, things will so sharply improve? That because for achieving 12% odd, you'll have to do at least 16% in the remaining three quarters.
I believe this requires clarification. I must tell my all the investor partners that this was the transition year. The company always had July to June year. Due to the change in company layout, we are required to change from July to June to April to March. In the year when, last year, the April-June was the last quarter of that year, we have got more than thousands of distributors, precisely 2,700 distributors, and they always give us annual commitment how much turnover they will turn out for the company. So whatever turnover they fail in the first month of the year, they like to cover up in the last month when the year is closing. As last year, June was the closing month, so they had a superb business given to us where we borrowed the business from the month of July. This year, there was no such reason, and so we say this was only a transition year, the reason of the transitional year. For the full year, we are very confident, and which you will see by the working of the second quarter only, the second quarter business is going to be substantially better than second quarter of last year. So last year, we have borrowed the business from July in the month of June. This year, there was no reason to borrow the business, so business is going to be better. Business is looking quite comfortable and better.
Okay, okay, sir. This helps a lot.
I hope I clarified to everything, but this was the point raised by Mr. Pujara also. So I require this to be given in full explanation.
Okay, sir. This is very helpful. Sir, last bit, just clarifying from the promoter side, just wanted to clarify who all are there in the business in the third generation, or is there any...
Sorry?
From the, sir, I understand from your generation and the next generation, there are people in the family in the business.
There are people in the family who are all working with me, myself and my two nephews.
Okay.
They are actually involved in the company operations.
Sir, is there anyone from the...
Sir, there are many professional managers now who are being groomed to take higher and higher responsibility.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sameer Gupta of India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, I had a question on your PVC and CPVC market share, sir. If you could share that data, any estimate would do. And how much is the percentage of organized market in these two segments separately?
Now, first I must tell you CPVC, because surprising the first quarter, the CPVC business in the country has shown a degrowth of 6% by volume. First part of this year. And we believe that was due to lower startup of new residential construction in our country. We believe that now the things are becoming better and the construction will become overall better. So we believe the overall the market may grow by 6 to 8%. Last year, our company sold 390 crore rupees CPVC product. And this year, we expect that we will grow in value by 6 to 8%.
Okay, sir. And sir, what would be your market share in this segment?
Market share, maybe you see overall market, maybe around 3,000 crore rupees. So when we say our share will be this year 430 crore, so it will be around 14%.
Okay, sir. And
the principal share is enjoyed in our country by Ashirvad and Astral.
Okay. And sir, how much would be the unorganized share in this market, sir?
Now, so many players have come. There are nearly now 100 companies in India other than we three. I can't say all 100 companies are unorganized, but we are seeing that lot of companies are coming with Chinese material. We believe the Chinese material of CPVC is suspect material, but in first 3 months, we have seen 91% volume growth in import of CPVC from China. And most of them are being made by this unorganized sector, and they are predominantly only in pipe, but we believe that over a period they will be found out, and the market, whatever they are trying to take away from us, will be coming back to us. But this is a very functional product.
Yeah, great, sir. Great. That answers most of the questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. You may come back in the queue by pressing star and 1. We have the next question from the line of Anshuman Atri of Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the packaging products. So can you please give more details on why we saw a double-digit decline in volumes this quarter?
First, segment-wise, I request our CFO will give his reply. Okay. So volume-wise, the degrowth was mostly in cross-laminated film product. Because last year the monsoon was poor, so our customers who purchased the goods for off-season scheme, they had a heavy carry-forward stock. They knew that our off-season scheme comes in the month of October, so they wanted to liquidate their stock, so their purchases from the company were lower. But for the full year, last year we sold around 20,000 tons. This year we expect our business to grow between 12 to 15% for the full year.
Okay.
So whatever was the degrowth will be all covered in the remaining 9 months.
Okay. And the second question is regarding these Chinese imports. So apart from CPVC, are we seeing any other segment where they're trying to aggressively push in a lot of volumes to in India?
A lot of volume of PVC also coming from China, but there is no problem with the Chinese PVC for making pipes. Chinese PVC may not be useful for application other than pipe, but pipe is a large segment of the PVC market. And there the Chinese material is quite okay.
Okay, sir. But in CPVC, you think that it will go down further?
CPVC, we believe the quality is not comparable to the quality what is being imported by Astral Asirvad and by our company.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah of AMSEC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, were there any inventory gains during the quarter?
No inventory gain.
Okay. So secondly...
inventory gain in April, June last year.
Okay, nothing for this quarter, right?
Nothing in this year.
Great. Sir, second question is, in the earlier question you did say that CPVC volumes actually grew by 6% for the industry. Sir, how much would be the volumes for PVC segment?
PVC segment, the volume imports have gone up in a very substantial manner. As Mr. Pujara made earlier statement, that the Reliance had declared that first quarter, the PVC consumption has grown by 22%. The data of the local maker, that is the only way you can collect data, that whatever sale they make in a quarter, along with the import which are cleared in the country, are considered as if going into consumption without taking any cognizance of what could be the stock carried forward by the importer. Reliance people believe that the current consumption in the country may be around 15% plus. We do not believe, none of us, nor any market players are believing that the market has grown by 22% in this first quarter. Overall for the year, definitely PVC consumption has grown very nicely and we believe it will grow 15% plus. Our company will also grow 15% plus in the whole year.
Okay. Sir, if I understood it right, you indicated 22% volume growth, right?
22% volume growth, that is given data as per the domestic sale in the quarter in the Indian market and also PVC import which has been cleared by the importer. There was unprecedented surge in the import of PVC in the country in April, June.
Correct.
All the imports are considered as consumed, which is not a reality of the business.
Correct.
Get corrected in July-September quarter.
Correct. Thank you, sir. Sir, my last question is on LPG composites. In the previous call, we had indicated a potential timeline for the dispatches for HPCL to be around April, May. Sir, how have things panned out? That is one question. And secondly, sir, wanted to check how much is the maximum revenues hypothetically we can do from the Halol facility?
We have supplied the quantity to HPCL.
Correct.
The other competitors also supplied. They are all staying with them. We are being told by them that they are going to launch in July-September quarter. We hope they will launch as soon as possible. But once they launch, it will be very well accepted by the consumer. We have announced this time that from October 2016, we will be running the capacity at a profitable level. Our current capacity will generate a turnover of 110 crore rupees.
Sir, I didn't get the last part.
Our current capacity will generate a turnover at full utilization of rupees 110 crore per year.
Okay, so it is one times gross block.
Sorry?
It is one times gross block. That is what the capital that we have deployed at Halol facility. Is that number right?
Yeah, we are at 1:1.
One.
But the capacity, the plant is very capable to double and quadruple capacity. So, in the event the business grows, we can quadruple the same location to 1.5 million pieces also.
Okay. So, sir, on this 110 crores of revenue, can one expect a 25% ROC based on our earlier guidance on the incremental capital allocation?
Our incremental capital allocation, we shared, we are making investment based on 25% return.
Correct.
This product will take some time to give us 25% return.
Okay.
After a new product, and we believe that once the capacity is further augmented, then only we can earn fully. This is new capacity we have put up. And
okay.
No, we don't think that we may earn 25% margin. We don't believe that.
Correct. Sir, how much is the incremental capacity that we can add at the current plant?
Current plant, overall, we have our capacity earlier was 500,000 tons. Now,
okay.
This year, by after this year investment, it will go to 5.4 million tons.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Sir, not 540,000 tons. Sorry, yeah.
From 0.5 to 0.54.
No. But we are asking for cylinder?
For cylinder, sir.
Oh, cylinder. Cylinder, I think we will not require to invest into the same value because we have got already the land in our position.
Correct.
Now see what is going to the currency value. We have to talk to our supplier. Then only we can come back to you.
Correct. Sir, if it's possible, I'm just trying to understand at what particular level will we be able to achieve 25% ROC. So how much is the incremental capex required over here, or how much is the revenue that would be required to achieve
I don't think this capacity will give us 25% revenue. This capacity itself will give us 25% ROAC. We anticipate we'll get quite a good price in the international market. Whatever inquiries we are getting much better price than what we are committed to supply to Indian market. So with this capacity alone, we'll be definitely earning ROAC 25% once we are loading the plant. And we say once we are able to get order of 400,000 pieces for the plant, we have loaded properly.
Perfect. Thank you so much and good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Maulik Patel of Equirus Securities.
Mr. Daskar, okay, no, Max?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so a couple of questions.
Yes, please.
Sir, our EBITDA margin has fallen substantially compared to the previous year. So last year, there was a significant inventory gain, as you mentioned. What could be the number last year?
Number of inventory gain, very difficult to find out. Last year, our margin for 9 months was 15.7%.
I'm talking about even the previous quarter, the June 2000.
This quarter was 19% plus.
Correct, and in this quarter
and
we are around...
This quarter was 17.3%. So in the 19%, there was partly inventory gain, partly because it was last quarter of the year, and during the month, some portion are being kept that whatever some unforeseen situation happens, and they are all properly accounted for in the last quarter. But that may be marginally a very small amount. This was due to inventory gain.
Okay. And sir, are we maintaining our guidance that sustainably for the full year basis, our margin would be in the range of 13.5% to 14.5%?
This year, we believe that now our margin will be between 14.5% to 15%.
14.5% to 15%.
Raw material prices are lower and we are going to add more value-added item. So we are now encouraged to give a better operating margin guidance as on today.
Okay. So second question is on the industrial side of the business. We've been struggled to grow this business over the last couple of quarters.
Which one?
The industrial.
Industrial segment this year is showing good growth.
Okay, this year it will show good growth.
Industrial segment was good for in last year also, but for our company it was not a good time. Our model and our customers were not very successful. But this year we are getting better order position and the forecast given also is quite positive.
Okay, so this year we can expect some growth in the industrial products.
Better growth and better profit.
Okay. So coming to the consumer product segment, what could be the outlook? Because last couple of quarters the growth has been very strong. Only in this quarter the growth has come down. And if you look at this quarter, we only have a 3% kind of volume growth in the consumer segment. So are we adding any new products? What is happening there?
If you compare April to June quarter, this was all due to transitional quarter. But overall, we anticipate good volume growth this year of our consumer product and we'll have more share of value-added product. We are introducing several new items that are all premium items. Our proportion of premium item sale will be growing this year. We anticipate better business, better profit in our consumer segment business.
Okay. And so last question is on this, the Indus accounting standard. Our gross profit margin looks appear to be higher. At the same time, our other expenditure is also higher. Is there any shifting?
I'll request Mr. Somani to tell you about accounting standard. Yeah, please. Mr. Somani, please.
Okay, there is no significant impact, only the classification of this fair valuation and the gratuity actual valuation being shifted to OCI, other comprehensive income, and the MTM accounting, the foreign exchange accounting of MTM. So something has gone from the other expenses to other comprehensive income and vice versa. But there is no significant change. The change, overall change will be between 1.5 to 2 crore, that is plus and minus. So we don't have any complex accounting and complex component of the accounting as such.
Mm-hmm. But sir, it appears that if you look at our gross profit margin,
yeah,
which is like sales minus your cost, okay, divided by the sales, it is up by almost 170 BPPS.
You are talking for the
gross profit margin? No, for this particular quarter compared to the previous year, sir.
No, previous year, so we are not here because you see, previous year figures are not Ind AS compliant that way.
Correct. So in that particular context, is there any significant difference compared to the previous year?
No, not because of Ind AS. It is not because of any Ind AS accounting.
Okay. And sir, the last question is on the working capital side and the borrowing. As sir has mentioned that we intend to reduce the borrowing by almost around 100 crore this year. But how about the working capital cycle and...
Sorry, how much?
Working capital cycle, sir. How has been so far and what is the outlook on that side?
You see, for the current quarter, definitely working capital is more than the say on 31st March 2016. As on March, we had a working capital of 728 crore. I am talking about the inventory and book debts.
Correct.
Which has gone up to 858 crore now.
Mm-hmm.
And book debts have gone from 19 days to 22 days.
Mm-hmm.
But for the year end June.
Mm-hmm.
But going forward, it will come down to, book debts will come down to, again, back to 20 days normal, which is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And inventory, because as you see, it's a normal quarter. Being a first quarter of the current year is a normal quarter, not a year-end quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the inventory is built up.
Okay. Sir, I think, and just one more question.
Yeah, please.
We have seen a lot of volatility in our earnings because of the crude price movement. If you see the previous quarter, March 16 quarter, we had a significant inventory gain and our profit was one of the highest in the previous quarter. If I remove the volatility of the crude prices, if I look at the quarter of June 14, before the crude fell from $100, in June 14, our volume was 87,000 ton, and our EBITDA was close to around 210 crore. In this particular quarter, our volume is 97,000 ton, and our EBITDA is still around 200 crore.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to limit questions to two so that all questions can be answered.
No, but I can tell you, we are not directly linked to crude price. After all, crude price fluctuation based on demand supply of crude oil, we cannot put a crude in the hopper. So our pricing depends on the polymer demand supply position.
Correct. So polymer prices
now, we are not seeing much volatility.
So now the volatility is lower, but historically over the last 2-3 quarters, the volatility was higher and we got somehow benefited in some quarters. Probably got impacted in some quarter.
It depends on product mix. You see, if you are selling more and more PVC pipe, mm-hmm. then there will be lower value, lower profit also. So
correct.
But product we are selling in the whole mix now. We have made thousands of product.
Mm-hmm.
So very difficult to sell that way, you see.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nehal Shah of ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, can you throw some light on the various value-added products we have introduced over the last couple of years and what has been the status as of now?
Last 7 years, we can say permanently our silent pipe system, which is going quite well. And now, why were the several products we have launched?
Right.
I can talk more comfortably what are the new products we have launched and we are going to launch in this year. So that I can tell the double wall corrugated high density polyethylene pipe, which is extremely good product for sewage and drainage system. Large diameter, that is 800 millimeter diameter pipe for drinking water supply. We have made an economic manhole of 1 meter diameter and 1.2 meter diameter.
Nearly more than 15 varieties of premium furniture are going to be launched. A special variety of blow molded furniture are going to be launched in the month of September. Hopefully, September-October will be launching chrome-plated bathroom fittings. We are launching several new products in our protective packaging product segment. In cross-laminated film, we are going to launch cross-line bonded material, which is a patented process which cannot be duplicated by anybody. And we are launching more than 200 varieties of plastic fitting. We are launching large diameter CPVC pipe for industrial use, that is from 6 inch to 10 inch diameter, along with fittings, which will be extremely good for refinery, tannery, processing unit, where they can replace CPVC pipe, the steel pipe, for a much longer life. We hope to now launch this year CPVC fire sprinkler system. We expect to get BIS for CPVC fire sprinkler system in next 1 or 2 months. And we have already VL clearance. We are making now several fittings mold for the CPVC fire sprinkler system, which are also going to be launched. So we are quite excited that several varieties of products are going to be launched in this year.
So the BIS standard approval will be for pipes as well as for fittings, right?
No, our fitting standards are formulating in the process. They are still formulated standard for pipe only, and we are now going to get our pipe also certified by BIS. Fitting standard, they are formulating, and once they will be ready, after all, we are making fitting based on the standard what is going to be formulated, and our fitting mold will be ready also in 1-2 quarters.
Right. And so what is the status on 35 GSM Silpoly liner and the cross plastic film?
35 GSM Silpoly has not succeeded quite a lot. But last year also we told that we had a plan earlier that we may sell 3,000 tons. We could not sell because it is so thin film that people are still not comfortable. But we are purchasing very happy. So, but we are talking overall quantity. Quantity wise, last year in the 12 month basis we sold 20,000 tons. This year we expect to grow 12-15% by volume.
Right. And sir, what about the cross plastic film that the collaborator was working upon?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Nehal Shah.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Cross plastic tesla is still not perfected.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, as a reminder, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. We have the next question from the line of Pratik of India First. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon.
Sir, just one bookkeeping question from my end. Could you please tell us what the CPVC tonnage in Q1 FY16 was?
CPVC?
CPVC tonnage corresponding to 2959 metric tons.
Outright, we'll tell you.
That's it. Thank you so much, sir.
It was 4162.
4162. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. So next, we have Praveen Sahay of Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. First question on related to, the gross margin. We are seeing an increase in the gross margin, even if the last quarter, last year, the same quarter, we had some inventory gain of a 4.5%. Even though we are seeing an increase in the gross margin this year, whereas other operating expenses has been increased, and that's a lead to an EBITDA margin down. So would you please explain a little bit more on that?
What?
No, can you just repeat what you are wanting?
So I'm just seeing the gross margin. The gross margin has an increase to 36% versus 34% last year, and last year we had some 4.5% of our inventory gain. So there is an increase in that, whereas an other operating expenses has been increased, and the EBITDA margin due to that we are seeing in a down. So would you please explain, am I getting it right, or what is that?
You are talking to July to March figure of last year?
Yeah. So the last year, the same quarter I am taking, the June ending quarter?
April to June 15 you are talking?
Yes.
19. No, but that ultimately we had a operating margin of 19.88%, close to 20% in that quarter.
Hmm.
Whereas this quarter it is close to
17%. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So principally, there are two reasons. One is the inventory gain, which would have come in the April to June 15 quarter, which is there is no inventory gain in this quarter because the polyethylene prices are stable for the whole quarter as such. And secondly, as Mr. Apadia mentioned to you, being a last quarter of that year, you get better businesses from the channel partners, and being a residual quarter also, the whole proper accounting effect of the previous 9 months, if there is any, takes place in the last quarter.
Okay, great. So, I just wanted to again clarify on this, the inventory gain, whatever we receive, that is under a gross margin, not on the operating margin, right?
Yeah, it would be in the, yes, it would be in the gross margin, definitely.
So that's why that's the gross margin I'm getting from the last year, same quarter, 34% versus this year.
Takes place, being the year-end quarter, the inventory, finished goods inventory which we are carrying from earlier quarters get reduced to a lower level.
Okay, great. Second question, sir, on your volume guidance. As you are mentioning 12 to 15% of a volume and guidance for an entire year, whereas for this quarter, and we know the June ending quarter is generally a good for the piping and the packaging, where we had not seen an, you know, much traction. So would you please elaborate more on that front?
No, we are confident that we will have a growth of 12 to 15%. That's what we are sure, and I told you earlier, this is transitional quarter. So last year, April, June, we borrowed the business from July also, but that was the year-ending quarter also. And our customer placed more order to just fulfill the commitment given to us. This year, there was no reason, so they bought a normal quantity. So July, September quarter will be far better than last year.
So just to clarify, year-ending quarter would be better going forward.
You are right.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Kashyap here. Sorry to interrupt, but just one more aspect, Mr. Somani, which you could also clarify possibly would be that in the last quarter, you know, same time April to June, which is Q4 at that point, there would be income from construction also. So I hope, you know, we are not, you know, the participants are cognizant of stripping that income from the revenue and EBITDA to actually back out the core numbers.
Yeah, there was a construction sale also in that quarter.
You remember correctly.
Yeah, it was last quarter there was a sale of property also, and the profit was there from the property profit. But yeah, it was not significant from that perspective. It was about 15 crore sale.
But I think I must make clear that 19.8% operating margin, what we had in the April-June quarter, is not repeatable. In our current product portfolio, this type of margin cannot come.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nilesh Damnaskar of Invesco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I have
Hello.
Two questions. First of all, very simple question. Why has the other expense line item gone up so sharply? It's hovered in the range of 150, 160 crores for all the previous quarters, but this time around it's almost at 180 crores. So any specific reason for that?
Yes, sir.
Other expenses line item.
It's a mix of all the expenses. If you look at the 9 months of last year, it is 454 crores. And correspondingly, this year, as of now, it is 178 crore.
Right.
Now, the combination of 9 months. Yeah, 9 months that way. The combination of that, I have to look at, but there is nothing extraordinary which has been factored into current year as well as last year. Now, item to item, so we have to compare and just look at. But if you look at from the, it is in the range of 15% if you look at from the turnover point of view.
Right.
Which was there last year also, which is there today, this year also.
So there is no one-off element in this?
There is no one-off element, yes, sure.
Okay. And is there any subsidy, industrial subsidy item revenue booked in this quarter?
Yeah, in this quarter, the subsidy is 2.29 crore.
And one last question is on your segmental. See, on your segmental, this quarter the packaging volumes were down by 11%. But on the realization front, it has actually shown a 6% increase realization per ton. So which is not the case with the other segmental realization per ton. Other segments realization per ton. So is there anything specific to this?
See, again, it's the mix of the products. It consists of cross-wind film. It consists of protective packaging product, packaging film.
Mm-hmm.
So the various component of, and within that component also there's many items.
Okay.
It's really difficult compared one-to-one that way.
Right, right. Yeah, fair enough. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Patel of IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everyone. I would like to know the EBITDA margin across segments for this quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, it has been given the press release. You
okay.
can just note down again.
Yeah, sure.
Plastic piping system, this year it was 15.88% EBITDA margin.
Okay.
Packaging products, it was 23.16% EBITDA margin.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial products, it was 12.09%.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumer products, it was 19.48% EBITDA margin.
Okay. And secondly, I would like to know, what was the CPVC, revenue in quarter one of FY16? Against, you said that the volume growth was 4162 metric ton.
No, this was 4162 metric ton was the previous year quarter volume. This year volume was 2959. There is a degrowth in volume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what was the value?
Value in the last year quarter was
last year
109 crore.
Okay.
With 84 crore this year.
And silpaulin volume and value last year?
Last year silpaulin volume was 5861 metric ton.
Mm.
And the value was 148 crore.
148 crore. Achha, I would like to know about the raw material prices. How exactly it is fluctuating? What is the PVC resin prices as of now, and what was it in last quarter?
Last quarter of the April to June 15, you are saying?
January to March.
January to March PVC prices were between 64,000 to 66,000 rupees for piping. And this year, this quarter was 67,500.
67,500?
Yeah.
It is as of now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kamlesh Kotak of AMSEC. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, thank you.
Sir, can you help us understand your total installed capacity across the four product verticals as of today?
500,000 ton.
Sorry?
500,000 ton.
And can you break it up across products, sir?
Okay, product. Okay.
For industrial product.
Okay.
It's close to 63,000 metric ton.
Sorry, 63?
Yeah. For consumer product, it is 28,000.
Okay.
For plastic piping system, it is 350,000 metric ton.
Okay.
And for packaging, it is around 61,000.
And out of this, how much would be silpaulin, sir?
27,000.
And how much would be CPVC?
CPVC capacity would be
segment by not drawn, maybe 18,000 ton or a pipe, and maybe 3,000, maybe 21,000 ton total.
21,000.
Yeah.
And how much you said, sir, about the LPG cylinder, sir?
It is 400,000.
400,000.
Numbers.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. And sir, secondly, just if you can give some color on the performance of Supreme Petro for this quarter. Supreme Petro, the associate company's profit has been down this quarter. So how you see the outlook for the same?
Supreme Petro had a very good quarter last quarter.
Compared to the previous year, same quarter, sir, the profit was down, I guess.
I don't know, because profit part may be due to inventory gain, because there was too much volatility started in prices.
Okay.
But we can say volume-wise, I can share with you. In April, June last year,
mm-hmm.
we had a 34,346 ton sale of polystyrene.
Okay.
And this year was 46,473.
Okay.
And then 46,000.
Okay.
Expandable polystyrene sale has gone up from 8844 ton to 9836 ton.
Okay.
Specialty polymer compound sale has gone up from 973 ton to 1,500 ton.
Okay.
And F2-grade polystyrene foam board, the sale has gone up from 3826 meter cube to 6630 meter cube.
Okay.
In all the vertical, the company has got 5 vertical. Each vertical had a significant volume growth, and the growth, this is good impulse now showing that the product is getting better demand now in the country, and country's economy showing a better sign, and so we can sell more polystyrene.
So, do we see this kind of a growth to continue in the ensuing quarters?
We have got second quarter forecast also is showing a very good growth.
Okay.
We see a growth of 23% in volume by polystyrene, 26% in expanded polystyrene, 137% in specialty polymer compound, and 61% excluded polystyrene foam in this July-September quarter compared to July-September last year.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Okay. And sir, do you already see similar kind of a growth in our core business of pipes and Supreme Industry also, the volume growth as you have been stating?
Yeah, indicators of Supreme Industry volume growth will be 10 to 15%.
That is already visible in this quarter till then?
We hope that once we report in the month of October, will satisfy the queries.
Great, sir. All right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vipul Shah of Shubh Mangal. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, yeah, so, sir, you said that installed capacity of your cylinder is 4 lakh units, right, sir?
Sorry?
Yeah,
4,000,
yeah. This cylinder...
Yeah. Product mix, you see. After all, we are making variety of cylinder. So, product mix, what we are anticipating order, we hope we will be able to produce 400,000 cylinder per year.
Okay, so, and you are expecting a turnover of 110 crore rupees. So, that gives you a realization of upwards of something around 2,600 rupees per cylinder.
Obviously,
so, is my understanding correct?
As we told you earlier, that we will be getting better price in international market.
Uh-huh.
So, domestic market may be lower than this price.
So, what should be the differential between international price and domestic price, sir?
Prices are country to country, but they are better than domestic. That part only
if you can give any ballpark figure in percentage terms.
Today, very difficult to say, because today we are still not running the plant.
Okay.
This is what we calculated based on the inquiry and the price we are discussing with our customers.
So, in international market, have you executed any trial order? Or
yes, we supplied to South Korea. And we expect another repeat order from them very shortly.
Okay. That is for how many pieces, sir?
We supplied them around 19,000 pieces, I think. And we are discussing some more quantity from them immediately now.
Okay. So, we would be rather more interested in international market than domestic.
Yeah, it is both the market. After India is the biggest market for cylinder, and if we go in a bigger way, then we can quadruple our capacity. And that is our dream.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and
all
the
best. Thank you
very much. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kalpesh Koti of Veda Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So, my question on the consumer product. Our volume growth in consumer products almost 3%, which is the lowest of if you see the for the last 5 quarters. Any particular reason why the consumer product growth is 3%?
No, again I can say the same problem due to July, April, June last year. This is the last year of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So the customer will give me the commitment for the year they have to pick
Okay, that's the reason.
We have answered, so it's the same person will come every time, please.
Okay, thank you, sir.
It's a transition year. We are forced to go to April, March, not to our liking.
So, what kind of growth we are seeing for the full year this year?
This year?
Yeah.
We expect against 17,850 season, but we sold last year.
Mm-hmm.
We may grow by around 10%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sachin Kasera of Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is on Supreme Petrochemicals.
Please.
Yeah, you just mentioned that the performance for the quarter has been very good. Even the second quarter will be very good.
No,
you also
is good because we are seeing the growth in percentage. Earlier, the inventory gain was becoming a big factor for profit.
Now,
once we are seeing the volume growth, then it enables us to use the plant to more capacity, reduce our production cost, and when you see the market growing, it gives a good feel.
You also mentioned that the share of value-added products and value, you know, high-value products is going up. So, you should. What is the reason for the increase in the share of value-added products in Supreme Petrochemicals?
Extruded polyester and foam board, we had a growth of from 3826 meter cube to 6630 meter cube in the first quarter. In second quarter, we see a growth of 61% from 4661 meter cube to 7500 meter cube. And especially polymer compound, we anticipate growth from 795 ton to 1886 ton, that is 137% growth.
Sir, I understand those figures. I'm just trying to understand what is the reason for such a sharp growth in these products. Why is it suddenly we are seeing such a huge...
The growth is very small, if you ask me. The market penetration takes time. They are a very superior product, but market penetration takes time.
Okay.
And especially polymer compound, this is knowledge-based business. Our company is developing now several new formulations, and whoever customer is purchasing, they are very satisfied. And we are getting more repeat order from the customer, and more customers are started buying our specialty compounds.
Is the margin much better in this product vis-a-vis the normal commodity styrene business?
Then only we are saying specialty product because they are better margin and stable margin.
Any sense you can give us, what is the type of margin?
Sorry, yes, I can use the word ownership today. It's a better and stable margin.
And one thing, sir, that company has now become debt-free, Supreme Petrochemicals. So what is the plan for CapEx there, or are we going to increase the dividend there significantly?
We will put the CapEx only what is required. This year, CapEx plan is around 22 crores. Our depreciation is also 19-20 crores this year. So we don't have a large CapEx requirement because all the products, we have got quite a lot idle capacity.
So in that case,
we are investing money only where there is a specialty product required to be produced.
Since the company is debt-free, in that case, sir, what is the plan to utilize the cash flows?
I mean, that board can decide.
Okay. Thank you very much. And sir, on one of the question on Supreme Industries, can you share with us what was the sale of PVC fittings and CPVC fittings for the quarter?
Yeah, we want the data immediately of the fittings, you see. We don't have bleach, eh? We cannot give. We don't have it with us at this moment.
Okay, sir. Not an issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avi Mehta of IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir. Wanted to just get a broad sense in terms of the consumer for PVC pipes. For the PVC pipe industry, would you be able to share a split between the retail and the institutional side, sir, for us?
Retail and institutional breakup.
Piping.
That breakup between the retail and
institutional. We have no idea now because retail also sell to the project person. Whatever pipe we sell to retail people also, there are some big retailers who also supply to projects. So very difficult to give breakup, you see. We can only say predominantly we sell more to housing segment.
Okay, sir.
Less number two is a segment and number three is infrastructure. So we can talk segment-wise, but correctly it is very difficult to say how much is being sold in housing because agriculture, because we are seeing many places where we sell agriculture pipe, people are using the same agriculture pipe in house.
Okay.
By our share of agriculture pipe doesn't mean that it is used for agriculture.
Okay, so you're saying it's not in at one way. For anything for the industry, then maybe I could extrapolate or no, you would
like.
Anything for the industry, maybe you know I could use that metric or no.
Industry?
Industry level, sir, would you have any number like this or no? I think it is not possible.
Yes, our sale is through distribution channel only.
Now we are selling to industry our polypropylene random copolymer pipe, and certain variety of polyethylene pipe we are selling to industry. Now we are increasing our reach to sell to industry, where from the conventional material they will switch over to plastic pipe with a better, more advantage to them. And this is now a focus area of growth in business.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Manish Mahawar of Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Manoj here from Edelweiss.
You're welcome.
Sir, just wanted to get your perspective on the impact of GST, mainly if you can answer on two broad areas. One is that definitely in terms of rate of taxation, how it is going to impact you as well as the industry.
Yes, secondly, can you give me the indicative rate? What will be the rate of GST?
Sir, they are talking about 18% to 20%, so just wanted to check that what is the tax incidence right now.
Today on furniture, barring three states of South India, the furniture attracts 28% overall tax. So if the tax rates are brought down to 18%, then we will definitely reduce the price by 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales will grow more and more. The mm-hmm. unorganized sector, for the people who are evading excise duty, who are evading sell tax, their business will contain. So mm-hmm. country will get also more revenue. Mm-hmm. We believe that government must keep the GST rate at a lower level, better for the country's manufacturing, that should be lower than 18%. Now, they are talking higher than 18% is very unfortunate.
Okay.
But after that, it is for them to decide.
Right.
If they want to give boost to, can I say, if they want to give boost to manufacturing, they should keep lower rate of GST, considering lower per capita income of our countrymen.
Right. I understand. Sir, this 26-28% rate which you have mentioned for your furniture part, is the same rate applicable even for agri pipes as well as the piping segment, or there?
Only in our product segment, only furniture attract 28%.
What's about piping side, sir?
Around 18%.
Around 18%. So there it will be similar to the...
No advantage, no disadvantage. But the country will be integrated, so that is better.
Right. And whether GST can impact the imports also, you mentioned that large quantity of imports, especially on CPVC side, which is happening from China and all.
Finally, what form GST comes, today I don't want to say, because we do not know what type will come finally. Unless it is still under deliberation stage.
Yeah.
When it comes, we can talk properly, you see.
Right, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
This is a problem with this. They are not clear up till now.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Because the framework is not out, but I think the probability of getting GST through has gone up significantly, especially...
Very good thing to happen, and I hope they keep lower rate of GST.
Right. Okay, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for being there on the call. And thank you, Mr. Taparia ji and Mr. Somani, for being there on the call with us.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.